In this bulletin, GPs report mass cancellations and appointment rescheduling requests, more exposure sites listed in Sydney linked to a COVID-19 outbreak. And in sport, Japan's Prime Minister encourages locals to watch the Olympic Games on television from home. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. General practitioners are reporting mass cancellations and rescheduling requests of AstraZeneca appointments after the government accepted advice to confine it to Australians over 60. It follows the deaths of two people in their 50s from a rare blood clotting syndrome that's linked to AstraZeneca. Pfizer will now be offered to people aged between 40 and 59. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization recommends people who have already had the first dose of AstraZeneca should still have their follow-up dose of the same vaccine. The change has led to concerns there'll now be even more pressure on already constrained Pfizer supplies. But Health Minister Greg Hunt says more Pfizer doses are on their way.
Pfizer has been a remarkably reliable partner. They have never overpromised, and they have always delivered on time. And obviously they've indicated that the numbers that we can expect over the course of the next 6 weeks are about 3.4 million. And of that, 2.8 million will be in July, which was higher than we had previously indicated.
The federal government says the decision only directly impacts 815,000 between the ages of 50 and 59, but doctors fear the ramifications will be much wider. New South Health has issued an updated list of COVID-19 exposure sites which are linked to an infected man in his 40s. New venues added to the list are in the suburbs of Northmead and Zetland. Western Australia, South Australia, and Tasmania have now closed the border to anyone who attended virus exposure sites, while Victoria has closed the border to residents of certain Sydney Council areas. New Zealand says quarantine-free travel with New South Wales will continue, deeming the risk as low. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says residents need to be on high alert and limit their movement over the next few days. The outbreak includes a limousine driver, his wife, and a woman in her 70s. The limousine driver transports international flight crews. Health Minister Brad Hazard says police are investigating whether he breached any health orders, such as daily saliva testing.
If you don't do that, you're breaching the orders, and the police will investigate you. You have obligations, and your obligations are legal.
COVID-19 restrictions in Victoria have eased. Among the extra freedoms include gyms opening up in Melbourne, two visitors allowed to the home, and masks no longer needed outside except when physical distancing cannot be maintained. But state public health authorities are being criticized for allowing a positive testing hospital nurse to work at a second hospital and attend a vaccination clinic who tested positive, potentially exposing dozens of healthcare workers. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Waymar, says it should not have happened, expressing concern and disappointment in the incident.
We're all on the same side trying to manage the situation. Obviously, I'm very concerned and disappointed that this has occurred, and I think the team at Epping Private recognise the severity of that and are responding appropriately.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the Australian entourage of guests who attended the G7 summit have returned to Australia. Most of them are quarantining at the Australian National University's Davey Lodge in Canberra. ACT Health says about 30 people, including journalists, officials, and staff from the Prime Minister's office, will isolate at the vacant student residences. Another 10 people have been approved for home quarantine, including Mr. Morrison, who will quarantine at the Prime Minister's residence, the Lodge. And now to sport. Japanese authorities say they'll ease the state of emergency in 9 prefectures, including Tokyo, a month before the delayed Olympic and Paralympic Games begin. Prime Minister Yoshide Suga is asking locals to watch events on television.
I encourage many people to watch the games from home, but for those who do come to the stadiums, they will be wearing masks and need to refrain themselves from shouting out loud. It's important that they go to the venues and go back home directly.
Some restrictions will remain in place and spectator numbers at events will be limited. It comes as the Australian Olympic Committee announced a 35-athlete Australian swim team for Tokyo. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 19. Adelaide, showers, 15. Melbourne, same as yesterday, 14. Hobart, showers easing, 14. Canberra, a shower or two, 13. Wollongong, similar conditions as yesterday, 20 degrees. Sydney, a possible shower, 19 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 18. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 21. Cairns, similar as yesterday, 29. And Darwin, a sunny 33.